No, I don't want to go second. Can we trade?
I'm not a cheater. That's not true.
Really riveting information over there, Allie.
I literally am shocked that you said this.
Hey, y'all. It's LJ here, owner and founder of Smart Moms Plan Disney and Smart Moms Travel. We are so glad you're here for another episode of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast. Now, here's your host, Allie.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast. So excited today. It's another round of our Fantasyland draft. It's me, it's Carla, it's Becky, and we're drafting the perfect adult trip. We're going to have a new round of categories and a new inspiring conversation. And hopefully you learn a little bit about being an adult at Disney World. Are you guys excited for this one?
Adults only is my jam. I don't know about you guys, but I love adults only. I don't know if we're talking with girlfriends, with spouses. I don't care. I'm all for it.
And I'm hiding this smile on my face so well. I'm so excited because Disney with adults. And I think I love that my kids are starting to get closer to being adults because I don't have to worry about the diaper bag. I don't have to worry about strollers getting on the Skyliner. Like, oh, so much excitement.
Yeah. And before we begin, you know, I just want to say a quick thank you to all of our listeners, people that are joining us every single week, making us part of your drive to work or whatever, wherever we fit in your routine. We thank you so much. Or if you're just now finding our podcast, just now joining us for the first time, we look forward to having you with us for a long time. Every listen helps. Every time you subscribe, it helps. And we are just so grateful for the community that we know we're building and the listeners that we know that are learning and enjoying. And this has just been so much fun to do for y'all, the listeners. So we did cover adult trips on our adult only episode. And the thing about these drafts, if you're new to Fantasyland drafting here on the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast, or if you're returning for your, I think this is our third draft, here's what you need to know. We take a topic that we've maybe covered before and we make it a little competitive. And we use this as a way to break down a topic a little more, dive a little deeper into the specifics or the fun things that you may not know about the topic. But also, we like to beat each other. And I'm pretty sure, I don't think I've lost a draft.
Yeah, yet. Because you cheat.
I'm not a cheater. That's not true. But I do have good picks. And I like to win, honestly. So I'm hoping I draft the strongest set here. We're doing adult trips, keeping dating in mind. Maybe it's a girls trip, maybe it's with your spouse. Categories today we're going to be picking are: if you could have a park to yourself, best dinner with a view, best place to rest your head. It's like a fancy way to talk about a resort. Best themed bar or lounge, a splurge or a bucket list item, where to escape from kids at Disney, and of course, the wild card round. So did you think these categories, when you were planning, were they easy for you to come up with ideas? Were you a little lost? Where were you?
For me, it was about what do I want to do at Disney that I keep putting on the back burner, but I know is going to be either I've done it before and it was remarkable and everybody should want to do this, or what am I dreaming about? And I really, really just like need to make it happen. I need to get to this place, or I really need to prioritize saving the money to do this splurge.
I like that. Also, for me, I'm taking it kind of as like an all-time bucket list. When I go to Disney with only adults, I tend to get in the same pattern that I do even when I have my family. So for this list, we kind of tweaked it a little bit to really kind of make you dive deeper into some of these topics that we've discussed already so many times, but to look at it as from like a different perspective and almost like a unrealistic or really just like your ultimate adult trip to Disney. If money wasn't a thing, if mom guilt wasn't a thing, where would you go? Where would you sleep? What would you do?
Yeah, that's kind of the approach I took as well. It's interesting that you say we fall into the same pattern, because I think a lot of people that go to Disney a lot do fall into the same pattern. You know, even on this show, we find ourselves talking about some of the things we love the most often. And there is a whole world of Disney that I have yet to experience that I know I really want to. And when I think about the reasons why I'm not, it's either it's too expensive for my family of five, or my kids are too little to enjoy it, or it just doesn't fit with, you know, what we're doing. And so if I'm planning the dream adult trip, that's kind of the angle I also took, is what are some of those things that I've heard about or I've seen others do, but I have yet to give it a try.
I think for these adult trips also, it's awesome to think about the idea, if you're going with your spouse, how much money are you saving by not buying tickets times five, not paying for a meal times five? Or if you're going with a girlfriend or a best friend, you're only paying for one. So that money gets to stretch a lot farther.
I'm excited. I think this is going to be great. Now, I do have our spinny wheel pulled up because I want us all in real time to be able to figure out who's going to go first on this draft. So I have our name.
If it's Allie, I quit.
Yeah, me too. And can you make mine just a little bit bigger?
We have Carla, Allie, and Becky. Here we go. Let's see what's up. Oh.
Nope. We're done. Yeah. I'm done.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's impossible.
Oh, remove.
It's actually impossible to rig one of these. For those of you that obviously cannot see us, my name did just come first.
By a hair.
I will be drafting first, followed by running our spinny wheel again.
I'm going to be third again.
That's good. You're going to get two picks.
No, I don't want to go second. Can we trade?
So,
I almost said a bad word.
We have our order. It's going to go me.
Garbage.
Carla, Becky, we do this draft snake style. So Becky will have two picks on the back end. I will have two picks coming back around, and we will go in that order until this thing is finished. We have seven categories. We're going to build something great. This drafting first comes with a lot of pressure. Are we ready to do this?
Let's do it.
There's one that I think I have to start with. Now, Becky really dogged me for my first pick last time. So I do, that was in the Epcot draft, and she thought I didn't do a great job. So I'm hoping I do a better job this time.
You're not saying you didn't do a good job. It was just, you should have thought deeper about how you were placing these situations.
I mean, well, I also feel like everybody did a great job other than Stacy.
All right, I'm going to just go ahead and start. I'm going to take the park I would like to have to myself, and I'm going to go ahead and take Epcot because
this is my shocked face. Yeah, we didn't see that coming a mile away.
No, yeah. Really riveting information over there, Allie.
So I'm taking Epcot for a number of reasons. We've talked a lot about why Epcot is the best adult park there is. There are a lot of reasons all the other parks can be great, but Epcot is the right pick here. You're going to have the best food. If you're a foodie at all, you're going to enjoy the booths. You're going to enjoy the restaurants, sit down, mobile order. It's all good. Every 5 feet is another drink. Margaritas, champagne flights, slushies, France, you know, whatever it is that you want, glass of wine, it's there. And Guardians of the Galaxy. If you're somebody that likes to ride, I don't need more than one ride a day. Honestly, I'll be good. And as long as it's Guardians, I'm even better. So taking Epcot, park I'd like to have to myself, adult trip with my wife, with my friends. That's where we want to go. I feel great about it.
How do you feel, Becky?
I can't fault you. Great choice.
Okay, I'm up. I'm going to go with my splurge. I'm going to go a bungalow at the Poly.
That's a really good one. That's a good one.
This is probably, you guys are probably thinking why I didn't do that in my resort. I'm trying to be a little smarter because you freaking girls are smart. I know we're all smart moms, but there's a like caliber that you guys are at that I'm not quite there yet. So I'm trying to work under your little games that you guys play. I'm going the bungalow. Anytime you're on the ferry, the monorail, you see this. You see this from across the lake. It's like that dream place to stay. Everybody sees it and they're like, how do you stay there? Well, it's possible. It is for barely sure possible. A splurge. It's like the top of the top, almost the top of the top, I would say, resort stays, right? You get essentially a bungalow over the water to yourself. You have theme park view. You have fireworks view. You have ferry views. You have all the amenities at Poly. Like, you literally can't go wrong.
You really can't go wrong. And while I would say, like, I envision sitting in that little hot tub out on the balcony, watching the fireworks across the water, this is not a bad pick in any way. I think that if your agent is ever able to say, oh my gosh, there's a bungalow available, Do not even spend 10 seconds. Put your $200 down on that immediately because it will not be there in 20 seconds.
And then worry about the rest later.
Worry about how you're going to pay for it. I feel like you're in our fantasy land here. And
Becky, if you're sitting on that little porch, what are you drinking?
Ooh, I think I would have something. You're at the Poly at that point. So I would say I might have some kind of spiked Dole Whip.
I like it.
It's too warm to have something that's going to make me like overheated. I don't know. I think I need to have something that's going to cool me off, let me relax, watch those fireworks, hear the music, right? They pipe the music for Happily Ever After into the Poly.
That's gross. I don't think I would eat spiked Dole Whip.
Really? Have you not had the...
I would eat it because it's spiked, but it wouldn't be my pick.
There's a Simba Sunrise or something that's an Animal Kingdom, and it has rum with Dole Whip. Oh, it's so good.
Okay. All right.
All right, you're up, Becky.
All right. I was crossing my fingers, as Carla said, splurge, because there is one right answer for splurge. And now Allie is, I know you're hopefully it's what you were thinking, because I don't want to mess this up. I am taking a private VIP tour as my splurge. It's going to get me to the front of every line I want to go to. I can go between all of the parks. You've seen the cute little cast members with their little vests and their cute little group of people following along. I've always wanted to be on that private VIP tour. I've never been able to pull the trigger on that because that price tag is hefty. So if I'm getting to dream big, I'm splurging on the private VIP tour.
So I thought about adding this to my list. And then I didn't. And here's why. The reason I didn't was because I will take one of these tours one day. But when I do, I want it to be all about the rides. You know, that's the whole point, is it's ride, 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 ride. And I just want to ride like every single thing in the park, in all the parks. And so I think I'd bring my kids on that, I think.
Yeah, Becky. Why wouldn't you take your kids to the VIP tour? What a terrible choice you made.
No, listen, you can take 10 people on these VIP tours. I'm not doing it. I'm taking me and Sean, and that's it.
Oh, sure. Sure you are.
That sounds fun. And it would be fun to do like on our, we're planning a team trip for, where we all work together in our agency within Smart Moms. And that would be fun, I mean, to do as adults. But that's why I left off mine. But it obviously is a great splurge. I think, you know, anybody that is thinking about splurging is thinking about VIP tour because like you said, the price tag is...
Did any of you watch the show Blackish?
Mm-mm.
It is hilarious and relatable, and I love it so much. They went, you know how I reference often the Full House took their family to Disney, right? Blackish took their family to Disney, and they had a VIP tour with their kids. And then once they were off their VIP tour, the kids were like, I have to stand in line with these normal people. I'm afraid if I did that with my kids, that's what my kids would become. They would be like, this is ridiculous. Why am I standing in line for the rest of their life?
Yeah, that's true. All right, fine. That's your pick. You get another
one. I have to go again. Oh, no. Based on where I think you're going to go next, I'm going to go to bar or lounge. I'm like 99% sure where Allie's going. I think that's probably where Carla would go as well, but it's not where I'm going to go. Because I'm drafting true to myself this time.
Yeah, this time. See, that's this what I'm talking time. About. I'm the only one that drafts true to me. No, Stacey drafts true to her. That's true, too.
She does.
Apparently some of the things that I went with last time, like there's things I just didn't even know. I had no idea how high demand something on our last one was going to be. Who knew? I'm going to choose Oga's. I think Oga's is a fantastic place to spend adult time. We have a video that we're going to drop hopefully on our social media of the adult trip that we just took, taking video there. The waitresses or waiters that come around and take your order, they're in character. It is phenomenal. Oh my gosh. Even our waitress at Oga's had our ticket for the, 20 of us that were there. And she was using our receipts as like a scarf while we're in there. Like we had a good, good time at Oga's. And while I know it's probably not where you two were going to be going, I think it's the right choice. And I think it's going to speak to a lot of people.
I for sure think Allie was going there. Allie, were you going there?
Well, I can't reveal myself like at all, but everybody knows that I love Oga's. And it's a must do for me on every trip. That's the bar inside Galaxy's Edge. The most fun alcoholic drinks, also non-alcoholic. We take our kids there. I go on every family trip and adult trip. We had, I want to say, 24 people. And Oga's was so great. They merged our reservations all together. And it was only an additional maybe 10-minute wait. And they got us all in the back corner. We had the best time. And if you've never been to Oga's, get the fuzzy tauntaun, get the extra side of fuzz and make your mouth all numb. It's a great time. Yeah. I mean, it's too early on for me to say where I'm at here with my picks, but it's no secret that I love Oga's like a lot.
Theming wise, it is on par. Like there's nothing like it. It's amazing. Star Wars fan or not, like it's an experience. It's a must. However, and I have to take this because if I don't take it, then I know Allie's going to take it. You go into the Poly, you're going to go down the dark little hallway, past the bathrooms, around the corner, and you're going to get to a little door that opens at 3 p.m. And you're going to put your name on the list. It's a little place called Trader Sam's. It is the coolest, most nostalgic, craziest experience in a bar at Disney. Oga's or not, like this place is freaking cool. Talk about an experience. Everything here, the drinks are strong. The servers participate with whatever you're drinking. Something happens in the room. You can't order anything and nothing not happen. Like something super cool. I'm not going to give any spoiler alerts. It's quaint. It is like a little Disney secret. And if you haven't been there yet, you absolutely have to go.
Yeah. So these were top of my list, both the ones you both took. And they're so amazing. Trader Sam's, I believe we discussed on the adult episode, is just, it's like a secret, but not. Mm-hmm. You know, it's secret enough that not everybody knows, but it's not secret enough that it's extremely difficult to get a seat inside. And if more people knew, I mean, we keep talking about it on this show, you know, maybe it'll become possible, but we do stay at the Polynesian often and we make it a point. We're there and we're getting our name on that list because it's a great time. And yeah,
I mean, when you think about the size in there, what is it seat? Not even probably 100 people.
Oh, not even close. It's right? Tiny.
Yeah.
It's very, very intimate in terms of you might be sharing a table with another party if you're in a small group. The theming is amazing. The drinks are amazing. The one thing that pushes me to choose Oga's over Trader Sam's, I think they are equally amazing experiences. The Bespin Fizz at Oga's is by far at the top of my list of drinks at Disney World. It's delicious. It's sparkly. It has dry ice in it. Trader Sam's, the problem that I run into personally is food allergies. If you have a peanut or Trina allergy, it kills it for me because I get to watch everyone else have all of these amazing drinks that I wish I was participating in. And I just have to kind of enjoy it more having my delicious pineapple cider rather than having all of the fun drinks that they light on fire. And, you know, Katie with her dreaming of her, what does she call it? The Nautilus. Yeah. She dreams of this massive drink for two for herself. Trader Sam's is not the wrong answer. It is amazing, but Oga's has one step up in my opinion.
All right. All right. Those are good picks. And that brings it to me. And this is when going first is really hard because you each have had two picks since I last picked. And now I get two picks. And I think I'm going to go to Where to Escape from Kids at Disney. And I'm going to say, inspired by some events of last week when we were all together, a couples massage in the spa at the Grand Floridian. I love getting massages. It's one of the top things I like to do in my world, and I don't always get to get them. The spa at the Grand Floridian, you get access to, I believe, when you have a massage scheduled for most of the day. There are pools and saunas and different therapy rooms. And then, of course, the massage itself. There are not going to be a lot of kids there. It's going to be top tier Disney service. Top tier massage. And you're going to forget you're at Disney in the sense that you're not going to be surrounded by kids, but you're going to remember you're at Disney when you're having an experience that is, yeah, we can all get massages at home. But when you're getting one at the Grand Floridian of all places on Disney property, experiencing Disney level service, That's my pick there.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that pick. I might have left our adults only convention weekend feeling a little jealous that our friend was heading to go get a massage there. Ugh, one day.
Katie, our you know, fellow podcast host, she got a massage at the Grand Floridian the last day of our trip and just looked absolutely amazing. And it's always been on my list to do. But now having actually seen the inside of that spa, when we go on cruises, my family's actually taking one coming up here, and we always get a massage on the cruise and it's always amazing. And, you know, they every single time they say, oh, just this time, you know, we'll give you free hot stone upgrade. You know, and they're just trying to, I think they do it for everyone, but it's things like that, that make it just different. And I think a perfect escape from kids.
I would love it if it was at like any other resort. I just don't love the Grand Floridian. Yeah. Are you having to like walk past all the construction to get to your massage?
Okay. See, here's the thing. I'm not a huge Grand Floridian fan. It's one of my least favorite deluxe resorts. Honestly, people know that about me. I talk about it all the time, but there are instances where I love it. One is Christmas time, just being in there at Christmas and, you know, champagne in the lobby, the whole deal that I talk about. And I think this would fall into that category. Another one of those times where it's like, if I'm going to go somewhere and feel like an escape and feel luxurious, I think that's where I want it to be. It feels like a little ritzy and nice. And I think the relaxation, like part of it would be really leveled up at the Grand Floridian. I don't know. I feel like it's the right place. So with that, I get another pick and I'm going to go with Dinner with a View. And I had a really hard time picking here. And I ultimately had to decide how and when I wanted to see the view that I wanted to see. And I'm going to go with California Grill during the fireworks, because Happily Ever After, Magic Kingdom, probably not my favorite park to visit with just adults. You know, it doesn't have a whole lot to offer when I'm looking for my adult trip, but I love seeing the castle. And if I can see it even from afar and I can hear Happily Ever After and I can see the fireworks that mean so much to me, that's kind of perfect for me. And a delicious meal all put together, that to me, a meal with a view is just my favorite thing in life. I love eating with a view. I love having good food and enjoying the company of other adults while looking at something I love. And the castle and fireworks fall into that more than anything. So I think specifically a reservation during fireworks. Yeah, that's my view.
I think you actually listened to the Dopey episode and you were like, dinner with a view. Maybe I can get more than one kind of view.
Yeah,
when you chose California Grill. Oh my gosh. That Dopey episode, not amazing. Everybody needs to go listen to that if they haven't. It was so good.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave my strapless gown, probably.
No, that's your leaving the kids. Remember, right. Carla didn't leave the kids at home when you're going to California.
Bring the gown, leave the kids.
Okay, I feel good about my picks. And that, I believe, goes to you, Carla.
Okay, next I'm doing park to myself. I am going with my second favorite park, Hollywood Studios. I think that this is just the best park for adults only. I wanted to say that's Magic left. Kingdom. What were you going to say?
I said the best park for adults that's left.
I said it was my second favorite. Okay. Hear me out. I do this every year for my birthday. I go to Hollywood Studios. It's around the holidays. It's a little cool outside. I dress up. It has alcohol. It has some great food spots, some great people watching. I love Baseline. I love Galaxy's Edge and Oga's. I love the Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Rise of the Resistance. I think it's the perfect choice for having the park to myself.
It's fun. I mean, it's my second favorite park as well.
Once Epcot's gone, I might as well not have a park, in my opinion.
Hollywood Studios is fantastic. It's my second favorite park. My family always has a great time, but my wife and I specifically, and I think when we're all together on our trips, we always have a great time in Hollywood Studios. And there's like a fun little Baseline you mentioned briefly, Carla, but for anybody that doesn't know, it's a tap house and it's over near like the entrance to Galaxy's Edge. If you're not going through Toy Story Land, sort of over by the Muppets and all of that. And it's a really fun place to just hang, you know, and I'm always looking for a good hang. I don't need to be go, go, go all the time. And I do really like it there. All right. Becky, I think it's to you.
I don't need to get a park right now because why? You both got the right parks. We will admit that. I think I'm going to go with wild card, and I am going to draft in my wild card the Food and Wine Festival. It is a perfect place to go as an adult trip, the Eat to the Beat concert series. There are no kids there because no kid wants to go listen to Boys to Men or 98 Degrees. I know firsthand because my kids are like, who's 98 Degrees, Mom? Having amazing drinks around the entire World Showcase, having amazing food booths all the way around. There is not much wrong with the Food and Wine Festival. I know that I don't particularly love Food and Wine Festival, say July, August. I'm more of like a end of September through November fan of Food and Wine Festival. But what's wrong with the Food and Wine Festival? I don't think that there's much. It is a fantastic experience for an adult only trip.
Good one. I like the Food and Wine Festival. It's not my favorite festival, but I love it. And it is a great time for adults, I think, more than any of the others. Is it your favorite festival, Carla?
Yeah, probably, but only because I go later in it. I go almost to when it's ending, so it's cooler outside.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like the food is a little odd in July. But when we go, like in October, usually, we always love it. Okay, we're doing pretty great. We're working our way right on through building these adult trips. Take a quick break. When we come back, Becky has another pick, and we'll keep it going. Hey, Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast listeners. Have you joined our online communities yet? You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram at Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast, where we're connecting daily with listeners, answering questions, and sharing our favorite Disney memories. Joining one of our communities, especially on Facebook, is like pulling up your own chair and joining the conversation yourself. Why let Tuesday be the only day you hear from us? Come join us to continue episode conversations, or maybe even tell us if you disagree with something we've said. We're planning trips, offering tips, and ready for you to pull up your chair. So follow the links in our show notes and join us at Smart Moms Plan Disney Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. All right, we are drafting the perfect adult trip. Just a quick recap. So far in park, you could have to yourself. I have drafted Epcot. Carla has drafted Hollywood Studios. Becky has not drafted one. Best dinner with a view. I have taken California Grill during Happily Ever After. I'm the only one that has taken a dinner with a view so far. No one has taken a resort. Best themed bar. Becky has taken Oga's. Carla has taken Trader Sam's. I have not drafted one yet. Splurge or bucket list item. Carla has picked staying in a bungalow. Becky has picked a VIP tour. I have not drafted one. Wildcard, Becky just took before the break the Food and Wine Festival. And where to escape from kids, I have chosen a couples massage at the Grand Floridian Spa. Two of you are undrafted. How do you feel about your picks so far? Everybody feel good about where they are?
I feel pretty good.
I feel good, but I want to start over. Can we start over?
Can't start over, but you get another pick.
Am I up or is Becky up?
I'm up. I'm just really thinking hard about what you have left comparative, because there's places that I know I can't pick that part up. Like, I'm not going to win that category. So where am I headed? And I don't even know what the right answer is on this because both of these are so good. Okay. I think I'm going to go with restaurant with a view. I'm going to choose Topolino's for dinner. That view, if you time it at golden hour, oh my goodness, that view. It is remarkable. You're overlooking the Riviera Resort. You're overlooking the Caribbean Beach Resort. You can see Disney from high, which is very, very rare because in Florida in general, there's not much that takes you high enough to see over the trees. And that view from Topolino's, I know Carla has some remarkable pictures of her and her fam up at the top up there. Do not leave that mill without going out on that patio area and just taking it in. There's not usually a ton of kids up there. It's quiet. It's beautiful.
The best part about that view is how much you can see. So yeah. You can see parts of Hollywood Studios, Blizzard Beach. You can see the Tree of Life. You can see the Skyliner, several resorts. So I love being up there and how far and how like all encompassing of actual Disney World you see. I do love being up there.
Absolutely. You can see fireworks up there if you happen to be up there at that time, but I actually wouldn't recommend the firework time for the reason being up there. I say get yourself up there around golden hour and just breathe it in. It is a phenomenal view. Topolino's tends to be drawn for people only think about the character experience there for breakfast. Get yourself there for dinner and get yourself out there on that balcony overlooking the Disney Resort. You will not regret that time spent.
Yeah. And if you time it too late and you're there for actual fireworks, you probably miss, like, you probably won't see the little bit of Blizzard Beach and, you know, just like the things that are kind of hard to see. But if you know what you're looking for, you can see them. You probably miss that if you make it too late. Carla, that's to you.
All right. My next one, I'm going to go with my wild card, and I'm going to go for an after hours event ticket. So whether it's Mickey's Not So Scary, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. The new one this year is Jollywood Nights. There have been events in the past, Star Wars Night. What else has there been? Villains Night, any of them. I think that it's the perfect opportunity to spend that shortened amount of time, less crowds, lower crowds. I just think it's a great option for a wild card.
I think that the after hours event, specifically the new one that's coming, is going to be a great opportunity for adults only. I'm curious to see what it's going to look like, but I think Jollywood Nights is going to attract a different crowd than, say, a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is going to attract. If you're wanting to feel glitz and glamour, we don't know. Obviously, the kids can go to the party, but to me, it's speaking to a different crowd.
Yeah, that's a really great one. Do you guys really miss some of the after hours events they used to have? Like, Disneyland does some really incredible evening events that they're still happening all the time, like their Sweethearts Night. They still do the Star Wars thing. I believe they still have a Villains one. And Disney World used to offer those, but they've been gone for years now. And I'm starting to wonder if they are going to come back. Do you think, like, is there a plan to bring them back? Because, I mean, an after hours ticketed event just for Star Wars in Galaxy's Edge would be really amazing.
It really would. I don't know whether they're going to bring them back. I'm hopeful. There are still some things that are not back to normal, right? We know that Bippity Boppity Boutique isn't open at Disney Springs. Is it going to come back? We don't know. But we do know that there is a piece of the conversation that just recently got announced, right? That park hopping's going to be able to happen during all hours. That's exciting news that is coming back from a previous existence that we didn't know whether it would come back or not. So I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that it will come back, but I don't know how hopeful I need to be on that.
I feel like Disney's definitely thinking about it. Jollywood Nights, it's definitely seems like it's geared more towards an adult's event. Also, some of the other events to me, like the Star Wars night, the Villains Night, those all seem to me like they're geared more towards adults. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that this is kind of the start. I'm personally going, I'm very much looking forward to it. I love the old Hollywood glam vibe that is on Sunset Boulevard, on Hollywood Boulevard. I love the big band music. I plan to dress the part. I think that it's definitely going to be an elevated event compared to some of the others that we've seen.
I'm so excited to see what Jollywood is and see how it evolves going forward and if it inspires other things like it, because this is a really good pick. I like it a lot. I like the after hours. The thing is I'm not so sure I'd be inclined to go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas, like just my wife and I. You know, I feel like I'd really miss the kids, but I would absolutely hit up Jollywood Nights for sure without them. Probably preferably.
Carla, are you talking any after hours ticketed event or are you talking Jollywood Nights?
Yeah, just in case there is not one on your designated, you know, trip time.
Yeah.
I kept it real broad.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good thing. Anytime you can get into the park after hours, especially as an adult, you're going to have less kids simply by bedtime. Anytime you can get into those parks on after hours, great time for adults.
All right. I think there's so many nice things, like so many fun things to do as an adult. So this is fun to really be like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. Okay. Best resort. I'm going to get specific here. I already picked my view in the Magic Kingdom area for dinner. So for my resort, I'm not going to stay in that area. And I think I'm going to do the club level water view turret suite at the Yacht Club. This resort room, you guys, it's more than you need for just a couple. but with a group of friends. I mean, you could take it as a couple, whatever. But especially as a group of adult friends, the turret suite, if you've ever been to the Yacht and Beach Club, there are these turrets that round out the side of the resort and just sort of look like, I don't know, maybe they're a stairwell or something, you know, the way they bump out. But they're actually suites and they're quite large with full kitchens and full living spaces and multiple bedrooms and balconies, multiple balconies that overlook Epcot, the boardwalk, the lake there, the boats, the pool. I mean, you can really just see everything. And that's my favorite resort area. So if I'm looking out over the boardwalk and I can easily access what we already established are the two best parks, and I have club level access, that's where I'm going. So I feel excited about that one. I obviously have not stayed in the turret suite, but I actually have had clients stay in it. And it's something I'll do at some point.
I literally am shocked that you said this. Like, Yacht Club is so high on my list. I think that it speaks to, so often we go back to what's comfort, right? To me, I thought for sure Allie was going Beach Club or Poly. Like, I know where your heart lies there. But if we are to talk about a very different trip, your kids aren't on the trip, you're getting to dream big, you're getting to maybe pull money together to splurge on a resort or a category that you wouldn't stay in otherwise, I love this pick. You still get access to the best pool on property. Good gracious. I'm kind of jealous. I kind of wish that this was
sitting on. Stop talking it up, Becky.
You both know it's great. This is
we
why
do.
I knew I was going to get this one because this category was open and it was coming to me. I can just see us, you know, if we're on the trip together, if Zan is with us, my wife, just floating around the lazy river for an entire day and only getting out to head over to the boardwalk and hang out or pop into Hollywood Studios.
Or hopefully to pee.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Just, it's the absolute best. And that room and those views and how spacious and absolutely luxurious it is. Absolutely. Yep. That's the one. Okay. So I have another pick and then we'll take another break. And it's interesting because you both have picked a lot of the categories I have left, you've both picked. I think I'm going to go with Wildcard, and I'm gonna take the Savor the Savannah tour because I like wine a lot and I like cheese and desserts a lot and I like a view, which we already established. So I wouldn't want to take my kids because I would want to sit out on the Savannah at Animal Kingdom, watch the giraffes. I believe the giraffes come right up to you. I want to see the giraffes and whatever animals are out there, probably the zebras. I have not done this yet, which is why I'm a little unsure of which animals there will be. But I know you're out on the Savannah and you take a safari car out there and you get like a private little hut thing. And there is wine and cheese and dessert, which are just my favorite things to enjoy a relaxing night. Maybe it's set the sunset over the Savannah and you're just experiencing the animals. It very much doesn't feel like you're at Disney World anymore. And you're having that moment with your spouse. I cannot wait to do this. This is something I will be doing hopefully very soon.
Savor the Savannah was actually my backup on my splurge. It's definitely an investment, but if you're only doing it, maybe just one or two of you that you're having to pay for, I think that's such a great use of money. You mean going on a wild African trek in Disney World doesn't have to be about your 2-year-old spotting animals? I don't know. I think that it sounds amazing. And for that reason, it's on my list.
Yeah.
Do you think it smells like a wild African trek when you're sitting there eating your cheese and wine?
No, I don't. And here's why. First of all, the wild African trek and the Savor the Savannah are two different things. I'm not doing the wild African trek right now because that takes a lot of energy and it's a lot of climbing and you're up on those ropes and you have those walkie talkies. That's not the experience I'm talking about. I'm very much talking about the one where I'm just sitting.
You want to get in your Jeep, have them take you out on the Savannah,
correct,
see the animals, but be more about having the adult experience on the Savannah, about the pointing the out to your 2-year-old.
That is it. That is me. And I don't think it smells because we talked on our sleepiest episode, Carla, about when we were with LJ and we were talking about the people were worried about the smell of the Savannah View rooms, and they don't smell. It's Disney. So where it may smell other, it doesn't smell. Like, I've never noticed any sort of animal odor doing anything animal related at Disney World. So I have a good feeling that it wouldn't matter.
We have this Disney bubble that like protects all of us, right? There are no foul smells. There are no mosquitoes. Disney just has magic that protects all of us and lets us in this situation, be Disney adults and enjoy ourselves without having to worry about those things.
Yep, exactly. Okay, I feel great about that one. All right, we are going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll finish this draft. We're getting close.
Hey there, friends. I'm Katie Boone, one of your podcast co-hosts. I'd love to invite you to join my Facebook Disney planning community called Planning Disney with Babies, Toddlers, and Preschoolers. In my group, I love discussing all the aspects of planning your magical vacation with little ones. Find my community at facebook.com/groups/PlanDisneyWithLittleOnes. Again, that's facebook.com/groups/PlanDisneyWithLittleOnes. When you join, don't forget to tell me you heard about my group on the podcast. See you there.
Hey, wait. I know you're ready to get back to the podcast, but I've got something very simple for you to do. Join my Facebook group, Disney Planning Made Simple. I'm Stacy, one of your podcast hosts, and I have a sweet, friendly Facebook group made for those of us who thrive in the simple pleasures of life, things like family, food, and Disney. Join at facebook.com/groups/DisneyMadeSimple or follow with the link in the show notes. We'll be so happy to see you there.
All right. We're back to finish this up. We are building our best adult trip. Where are you staying? What are you doing once you're there? Be with your spouse, could be with your friends. We just did a recap right before the break. We're going to jump right back into drafting and we'll recap it all here at the end. I have just finished out drafting wild card with Savor the Savannah. And that now comes to Becky. Nope, Carla, your pick.
Okay, next I'm going Where to Escape the Children. Did you know that there is one restaurant at Disney where you cannot take children? It's the ultimate. You can still take children to the spa, BTW. So as I'm on my way, I will stop by and wave at you, Allie, with your children in the spa. And I'm going to Victoria and Albert's, which is the ultimate 75-star restaurant at Walt Disney World.
I'm and you're saying that at restaurant, not as splurge, yeah?
Oh, she's putting
I'm
it
saying
as...
that, no, I'm saying that as where am I escaping from children? Oh. The one place in Disney where you can't even take a child under 10.
Carla's setting her game up.
I really felt like I was safe here because I had this saved and I was prepared to draft it elsewhere. And I'm shocked you took it here. I cannot wait to do this. And I had to get myself in a position where I, you know, can splurge on it because I don't think I'll like the food at Victoria and Albert's. It's just, it's a very sophisticated palate. But I want to be able to go and I want to be able to try all 12 courses and I want to do the wine pairing, which is an extra couple hundred dollars per person to add the wine pairing with every course. And I don't want to do it if I can't do both. You know what I mean? I want to be completely prepared where maybe we just fly down. That's the only thing we do on our trip, you know, if that's what it takes. But you have to dress up to go to Victoria. There's a dress code and you're not getting in. Like, do not wear park attire.
Do wear not your gown.
Yes. Yeah. And I can't wait to get dressed up and go and I'm pretty disappointed that this was taken. I just want to be a bad sport now and not even play anymore.
To be clear, though, Carla, you put that where to escape kids, yeah?
Correct. Yeah, she did. No kids.
No kids allowed. So, ooh. Oh, yeah, because you already had your splurge. So that's where it had to fit. That makes sense. Well, I get back to back. I think I know where Carla's going for resort. I'm pretty sure I know where you're going. I think I'm going to go ahead and choose my resort.
Please don't choose the Swan and Dolphin standard room.
What? How did I don't think that's a hard sell for me. I'm not a Swan and Dolphin fan personally. So that's definitely not where I'm headed. I'm headed to a place where very few children exist as well. It is probably my very favorite location because as Allie chose Epcot first, I think putting yourself in the Epcot realm for your resort is just a no-brainer. It is such a great easy back to your room after you've enjoyed Epcot. Lots of options for transportation and remodels happening at this resort actively. And so for that purpose, I am going to the boardwalk. And I am taking the cottages or the garden room club level type of room. It is a two-level suite. It only sleeps two people. You cannot take a group of a family to be in there. You have a beautiful garden that you can sit in outside. It is tranquil. It is quiet. And then you have access to the club level for drinks, for snacks, for all of the pieces that's going to make you feel like I'm checked out of reality with kids.
a good one. I don't even know that I've noticed a two-person suite at Boardwalk.
I've had clients stay there and their reviews were phenomenal. They literally said like they were experiencing Disney without the worry of kids.
That's a good one. Okay. All right. And you have another pick.
What do I have left? If I take a park, I feel like park is a default.
Yeah, you have to take a park.
At this point, I can go to where to escape or park. Those are the two I have left. Well, I guess we'll just get it out of the way. I am going to choose for my park. I don't know the right answer because both of them are going to probably lose, but okay. We're going to go Magic Kingdom, probably for similar reasons that Allie chose the view. I think being with your person, doing the things that aren't necessarily like avoiding Fantasyland altogether and doing things like riding the people movers and just like doing Disney, sitting on the hub grass. I have the most amazing memory of me and Sean, my husband, laying on the hub grass after the fireworks have gone off and just like looking up at the stars with the music in the background, the twinkly lights down Main Street, envisioning being there with him without our kids around. Probably top 10 experiences at Disney in my life. And that, of course, we know Magic Kingdom is currently a dry park, but a lounge is coming. So I'm hopeful that it's going to be continue to grow on me in terms of where I want to spend my time when I'm there on an adult's trip. But how do you pass up on Magic Kingdom at when the castle's there and the fireworks are going on? Like, you're going to have an
opportunity. I am really surprised by this. I would have absolutely, I think my second pick, if I hadn't gotten Epcot, actually would have been Animal Kingdom, because it's the only park I really like. It's the park I would just way rather do without kids. Like, I love just hanging
out. But what are you doing over at Animal Kingdom?
The Dino Lounge, Nomad Lounge, sitting in all of those little coves and like by all the water and the animals, riding Flight of Passage. Yeah, I would have taken going to a drawing class out on Rafiki's Planet Watch.
No, you're not.
I don't think anything's wrong with that. But and Flight of Passage is my number one ride at Disney World. So this was a hard.
You had the opportunity, Becky, and you chose the dry park.
But going on
have Flight we ever of been?
Isn't an adult only thing to me. Like Flight of Passage.
Have we ever been to? Have the three of us ever been to Animal Kingdom together?
Yes. Remember, yeah, that's where you got deathly ill.
Oh, that's right. We did Nomad Lounge. Okay.
Mac and cheese incident.
Yeah, that's right. Oof, save it for another episode.
I will say, could you imagine? So I had the luxury of going to Magic Kingdom when the parks reopened after COVID. And it'll never be like that again. Like, I know that. But to pretty much have Main Street to yourself, we experienced it at extended hours. There is something amazing about having the castle and being on Main Street without crowds. So I get where you're coming from, Becky. I know that you didn't have much else to pick from. So I'm trying to help you a little bit, but
I appreciate the effort. I'm going to drop the picture that I took of Sean and I like laying on the hub grass. I truly believe, like, you know, sometimes you just see a picture and you can feel the happiness in the picture. Like, I see in that picture of us sitting on the hub grass after the fireworks show, everything is calm. You hear the music, you see the twinkly lights. In that picture, I can see our love for each other. And I can also feel happiness in that moment. I'm totally going to drop that picture and maybe we can challenge other people. Like, when have you had that kind of a moment with your best friend, with your significant other? I bet it happens often in Magic Kingdom.
I have one that I can think of in the little grassy area in front of the boardwalk. And it was Matt and I laying there. I think Moana was playing. The kids were doing cartwheels with other kids and just being kids and the bistro lights. And it was like the best 10 minutes of that whole trip, I feel like.
Yeah, it is great, but I still wouldn't have gone that way. But it's fine. You were stuck. Is that your second pick? Was that your second pick?
Yep. I only have one left, which is on our last round. So I think it's back to Carla.
Okay. It's my turn. And I'm going to go with resort. There was two actually that I had on my list since you guys took over the boardwalk. I'm going to go the Ambassador Suite at the Polynesian. Well, what's that face for? You guys can't see Becky, but she has a big frown.
I just didn't see that coming. the Polynesian for Carla. Like, I love
that. I mean, I also have Animal Kingdom. So there are some amazing suites at Disney, and so many people, I don't even know half the time they exist because they're never available. But every now and then one pops up that's available, and you actually look through some of the photos. It's unbelievable, some of the suites that are available at Disney. This particular one, Sleeps Eight. I guess now that I'm on a team, I do like eight people. But like in my head, there's like, it's, you know, a little more quaint than that, even if it was just Matt and I. You have the theme park view. You have all the amenities at the Poly. You can walk down to Trader Sam's. You can hop on the monorail and do a crawl. Amazing restaurants both there and along the monorail. I really don't think you can go wrong at the Polynesian.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say there are so many suites. Sometimes you don't even realize they exist, because Polynesian is one of those resorts that almost feels like suites don't exist because there are so few of them. And so booking them, you have to be extremely strategic. And I actually helped a family that is going to be staying in the King Kamehameha, I think is how you say it, suite at the Polynesian. It's two stories. It also sleeps eight. It has two private patios, full kitchen, dining room, living space, multiple bedrooms, sort of like the turret I was talking about. And in order to book that for their entire stay, I had to do it at like the second that reservations opened for next year, like that night overnight. And I snagged it, you know, in that moment for them, because that's how competitive these suites are. You know, you go in the next day, a couple hours later, and it was almost no availability for it. So those suites at the Poly, the turret suite that I was talking about, the one that Becky took, like these are rooms that almost feel like they don't exist. But if you're lucky enough to snag one, and if you have a travel agent that can help you do it.
Did you know that there is a suite at the Animal Kingdom Lodge where you can lay in the bathtub and see the animals out in the savannah?
No, that's true.
True. It's called the Asante Suite. Asante.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
I think for any Smart Moms travel agents listening today, the Hidden Mickey should be suites, like room suites, not suites you eat.
I think, Carla, I wasn't frowning because it was a bad pick. I just would not have put Polly on even your top five. I thought for sure you were going to go Wilderness Lodge. You were going to go Animal Kingdom Lodge. You were going to go Riviera. Like, and maybe that's what's really cool about this episode, is even if you're not planning a Disney trip, there's so much to know about Disney that we can have conversations that are beyond just the surface level information, right? We all have these big dreams of things that we want to do, and let's dream together. It's awesome. So cool.
All right. Maybe the team trip. Can you imagine Team Happily Ever After from Smart Moms Travel? We hit the King Kamehameha. I think we'd hit a bungalow first. Carla, you have two Polynesian things on your draft and I have none. Actually, you have three and I have none.
I do have three.
Yeah, that's extremely, this is not going the way I thought it was going to go. This is really funny. All right, I have two left and you both, and I get both my picks now, and you both already have these categories. So it's a little less fun because the strategy is gone, but I go with what I think is the best option of what we have left here. So I'll start with my bar. You both have taken Oga's and Trader Sam's as themed bars. And if I'm thinking about being consistent with theming and it comes to the bar or lounge, I had two more on my list. I'm going to go with the Space 220 Lounge. And I'm going to do that because I love where it is. It's inside Epcot, right there by Mission Space and Guardians of the Galaxy over in that area. The drinks are really fun, and I think that matters. Like when you have a themed bar that has drinks that are also themed along with it, like the two that you took. You know, I'm not usually a big sweets drink person, but Xandra and I had a really fun time in the Space 220 Lounge, and we just tried these. I had like a cotton candy thing, and we had a smoking drink, and they're fun colors, and there's pop rocks. I mean, there's all kinds of fun things going on, and the theming is great. Like you're going in a vestibule, you're launching off to space. It really feels like you're pulling up out of Epcot. You're watching it get smaller. And when you get up there, the windows are all outer space. So it really does feel like you leave the park and you are immersed into a new environment, and the drinks are great. And so I feel happy with that pick. I don't feel like it's any less awesome than Oga's or Trader Sam's. I think it's well-themed and delicious drinks and immersive. So I feel good about it. And that's going to almost close my draft. Now, Carla did take what I had on my list for Splurge, and I kind of had replaced some of my other options. And so I'm going to go with something that was down on my list, but I still feel really good about because I haven't done it. And it does cost a good little amount of money. And I think it would be fun. I think I'm going to go with a poolside cabana at one of the deluxe resorts. So you get it for the day. It's a private oasis, stocked fridge, television, somebody like a private server that's coming and taking your order and bringing you food and drinks. And it's great just to, it's hard. We had a pool day over at Saratoga Springs when we were together a couple weeks back. And remember how difficult it was just to find chairs that were slightly shaded, and none of us had sunscreen because we didn't have the kids with us. So we forgot it. And it was hard. It was hard to enjoy just hanging out together when we were in the beating sun. And so I think I'm going to go with a poolside cabana.
I think a cabana at anywhere is going to be a good use of those extra dollars. Like even at the water parks, they have cabanas that you can invest in. And the value that comes from having that shade, having somebody bring you your drink that you don't have to run across the hot cement to go get that, seems like a good investment. I like it.
All right. That closes me out. So Carla, you have your last pick.
Okay. Yeah. My last pick is going to be Restaurant with the View. It's one of my favorite restaurants, so it is very true to me. It's going to be Sanaa at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I love everything about it. I'm going to be very specific that it's during sundown. This is when you have all the animals coming out. It is like the ultimate view. The food is fantastic. The drinks are good. Even my kids love it, even if I did have to take them. This time I'm not taking them, but I would still go with or without the kids.
The chicken dish that I always forget what it's called, but it's like one of their most popular dishes.
Butter chicken, maybe. The bread service is fantastic. Yeah.
The butter chicken that's in that sauce and in the little dish and with rice. I dream about that dish all the time. I love it so much. It's so good. If you go, you got to get the butter chicken. I think you're right. I think that's what it's called. Zan's a really picky eater. And so every time we go to Sanaa, she does not have a great time. She has a hard time finding something on the menu.
In my head, like, it's hard for me to justify staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, even with the view and stuff. So I do like to go over there just to check it out. And I always like to go to my dining reservation, like, a little bit early. And just, like, you can walk outside. There's this fire pit. And you can get up even closer to the animals. I don't know. I love the vibe over there. I don't want to stay there, but I definitely can appreciate it.
Yeah, I like staying there as well, but this is a great pick. I just, like I said, we have trouble with it because if you are a picky eater, the menu can be a little hard to navigate.
I struggle with that in general with Animal Kingdom. While I know that they have some phenomenal options of food and drinks, if you have a picky eater or if you have somebody who has allergies, sometimes those spices, sometimes those things can cause issues. And so I really do need to go experience that. I haven't tried Sanaa. Because of my food allergies, I'm a little nervous to go try it. I do need to go try it though. So maybe I need to go with you, Carla. We'll set it at sunset time, do a girls' day over there, and then post some pictures for
people. We can have a romantical dinner, just you and me.
Just the two of us.
Oh man, y'all are making me jealous.
FOMO.
All right. So Becky, that's you, last pick, and you have your escape from kids.
There are so many great escapes that I think a lot of people overlook. And you don't even have to leave the theme park to necessarily get away from them. There's a lot of places you can tuck yourself away. The back of the Morocco Pavilion is a really great option. There's still ability for kids to be around, but there's places for you to escape and just kind of decompress. I'm actually going to be very specific, but kind of general. I'm going to choose to have a private theme park view balcony at one of Magic Kingdom monorail resorts. I think that letting yourself have that view, having a glass of wine, having anything.
Cheater!
Quiet, have Magic Kingdom right there. I don't know that there's, like, I already talked about how much I love that feeling of Magic Kingdom, even if it's not about the rides, about whatever, like, I feel like it would be a really, really great
place. Not Becky drafting every Magic Kingdom theme park view resort.
Yeah. You don't even have to leave the park, but you can just be on your own personal balcony with nobody. You could have said Rapunzel bathroom stall.
No, that is not the same.
No, that's loud. Because if you want Rapunzel, we already know that's the only place you're going. There's a lot of kids in there.
Yes, there are.
Okay, these are good trips. I would go on, honestly, any of them. And I think we might have our closest draft yet. I'm a little worried, but I also feel confident in my picks. And I feel like my trip is one I would absolutely go on. I drafted absolutely true to myself. And let's do a little review. In If you could have a theme park to yourself, I drafted Epcot, Carla drafted Hollywood Studios, and Becky drafted Magic Kingdom. Best dinner with a view, I drafted California Grill during Happily Ever After. Becky drafted Topolino's at Golden Hour. And Carla drafted Sanaa at Sunset. We were all very specific on our times. Best place to rest your head, I drafted Club Level Yacht or Beach Club Waterview Turret Suite. Becky drafted the two-story club level suite at the Boardwalk with the garden. And Carla drafted the Ambassador Suite at the Polynesian. In best themed bar, Becky took Oga's over in Galaxy's Edge. Carla took Trader Sam's again over at the Polynesian. And I took the Space 220 Lounge inside Epcot. In splurge or bucket list item, Carla took a bungalow again at the Polynesian. Becky took a VIP tour and I took a poolside cabana at any deluxe resort. In wildcard, Becky took the Food and Wine Festival. Carla took an after hours event that requires a ticket. And I took the Savor the Savannah. And finally, where to escape from kids at Disney. I took a couples massage at the Grand Floridian Spa. Carla took the private dining Victoria and Albert's over at the Grand Floridian. And Becky took every balcony in the Magic Kingdom theme park view resort area.
Yes, please.
All of them.
Give me five next to each other. It'll be a great time.
This is good. I'm excited for our listeners to weigh in. You know, I really hope that they you all, if you're listening, are having fun with these drafts and understanding that we're competitive. So your votes really matter. If you're going to meet us over in social media, especially over on our Instagram at Smart Moms Plan Disney Podcast, where we're going to be voting and duking it out. The win means a lot to us, you know, and I hope that you don't punish me for already winning two. I would love to make it just a nice 3-0 for myself, but you know, you'll have to weigh in and let us know. So everybody feel good? Are these trips you would take?
Absolutely.
Everyone of them. I think mostly though, we need to not let Allie win. That's the theme of this episode. Don't let Allie win.
Let's just turn off her social media for the next month.
All right. Get out there and vote. Please remember that listening, streaming, turning on your automatic downloads, leaving us a 5-star positive rating and review wherever you're listening. It helps us. It lets us keep doing this, getting fun, informative, entertaining Disney / Universal, Disneyland, whatever our destination of the day may be, episodes out to you. So we appreciate you. We're so grateful you're here and we can't wait to bring more to come. But for today, that's going to do it for us on the Smart Moms Plan Disney Podcast. If you're planning, looking at planning, or of course, ready to use that maybe bounce back offer. Maybe it's been a little while since you've been, but you want to go again and you're ready and you don't already have a Smart Moms travel agent to reach out to, hit the link in our bio, in our show notes. You can find it all over social media. You're going to get connected with one of these podcast hosts. We know what we're talking about. We can help you for free and we're looking forward to connecting. So fill out that link. Make sure that you are subscribed, leaving us a review, a positive rating, following us at Smart Moms Plan Disney Podcast, all over social media. Also, keep an eye out. Maybe some new things coming soon for you to join, follow, subscribe. So be on the lookout. You're going to want to be in our inner circle as we continue to evolve and move things forward. But for now, and until next time, we'll see you real soon.